Well, some big news from outer space today. Scientists have announced the discovery of an Earth-like planet orbiting our solar system's nearest neighboring star, Proxima Centauri. Rumors of the discovery have circulated in the last couple weeks, but today the European Southern Observatory confirmed it as true. Kelly Beatty is senior editor at Sky and Telescope. He's with us via Skype. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Jeremy.
So when we say Earth-like planet, how Earth-like is it?
Better would be to say Earth mass. What we know about this planet is actually very little. We know its orbit. It goes around this star at a distance of about 4 million miles, which is really close. And it has a mass that's comparable to the Earth's. And that's really about all we know.
How did we just discover this?
Well, the team that discovered it used a technique called the Doppler wobble. So they're not actually detecting the planet, but they're detecting its effect on the star that it's going around, in this case, Proxima Centauri. And as the planet goes around once every 11.2 days, it creates a wobble that makes the star nudge a little bit toward and away from us here on Earth, and we can detect that wobble in the star. And so that's what told us that this planet exists, and it gave us a sense of how far away it is, how long it takes to go around, and how massive it is.
And tell us more about Proxima Centauri, this red dwarf star, the nearest to our sun, which this planet is orbiting.
Yeah, ordinarily, if I said that the planet was only 4 million miles away, you would think, well, it's fried, it's toast. But this is an M dwarf star. Astronomers know that this particular star has only about an eighth of the mass of our sun. It's half the temperature. And more importantly, it's got only 1/600th the brightness, 0.15%. So that means that from the planet's perspective, it's not nearly as hot as you might think. And it actually puts it in what's called the habitable zone, a temperature region near the star where water would be liquid, neither gas nor frozen. So it would be just right.
How many other planets at this point do we know about that orbit in that habitable zone?
Well, around this particular star, none. This is the first. We know of several dozen other planets that orbit in their habitable zones. Not all of them are the size of Earth. So this is where we're starting to home in on this notion of a planet that's truly Earth-like. What's important here is that this is a stable star. The planet is small enough that we could imagine it to be rocky, maybe with an atmosphere. And the temperature is, in the Goldilocks scheme, just right.
Kelly, I feel like this isn't the first time that you and I have had a conversation about something like this. Maybe it's not as Earth-like as this planet, but it's an Earth-like planet somewhere out there. Are people like you and people like our listeners probably excited about this more because it's a future home for humans when we destroy Earth, as we might do, or because we may find alien life and we may actually be close to finding that?
Yeah, so this star is 4.25 light years away. That means that the light we're receiving now left in, May of 2012, if I've got the math right. You know, the important thing here is that there are far more of these M dwarfs in our galaxy and in the universe in general than what we think of as, you know, really bright or massive stars. So that means that the potential for lots and lots of these planets that we could imagine calling home must exist. And in fact, this discovery today opens the door for finding other planets around M dwarf stars in abundance in the future years ahead.
And if somebody out there has a really powerful telescope, can they see this planet from Earth, or is that not possible?
Yeah, not the planet. You can see the star. The star is what we call 11th magnitude, which means it's several hundred times fainter than you can see by eye, but the telescope could definitely pick it up. The problem is that you'd need to go to the southern hemisphere because Centaurus, this constellation, Proxima Centauri, is really only visible and seen best from like Australia or Chile.
Haven't you told us before that the southern hemisphere always gets the better night sky?
Boy, you know, if I could retire someplace, it would probably be in the Southern Hemisphere because the skies there are just awesome.
That's Kelly Beatty, senior editor at Sky and Telescope. Kelly, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Jeremy.